Gin current out in the Sefer Sanhedrin of Chabez, we begin with Bez, we begin with Gemara, but Emel Libre Klal. Okay, let's say that they shouldn't grow the hair at all, which today says, Tim, it's a wonder, because the para, but my Mukila, how are we explaining this then? If you're saying that there is para, so how can you say it shouldn't grow at all? Elanir Lemmer, other says, Tayser, it appears to say, this is what the Gemara is saying. Emel Libre Shleishim, say it shouldn't grow for 30 days, I knew Shia para, Eligal Chubuchov test, it should rather be cut off at day 29, that you shouldn't have para. But Mishnah the Gemara answers, no, don't let it grow to para, Mashbol, Lo Yishal, for Shia para shouldn't grow to that, shouldn't make it to 30, it should be at 29. Avashtach Siv para, but now that says para, comma, first, Lo Yishalchu, not to grow, Mashbol, Tfeme para, Lo Yishalchu, it should reach para, but not more than that. So therefore, it's after 30 days, but not more than that. Rather, it's a tradition. And then he hinted to it in the pasuk. So it says, because it's difficult, because Hari Ravashi Atzmai, Ravashi himself says the Dvar, he contradicts his own words. Miyashiv hachakesha diyecheskel, says the Dvar of Rishayim. When he resolves this, what the pasuk is comparing contradicts his first words. The Rabashi previously said that those who have their long hair, that they don't desecrate their avoda. So it seems to be difficult regarding if what he holds regarding the hekesh. On the one hand, he holds that the pasuk in Yechezkel is to compare the halacha pirush to shtu yain. On the other hand, from when the Gemara brings shortly that he's mechalg between Pirur Reish to Shtu Yain to do the Avoida regarding the Chil Avoida, the Gemara asks from the Pasuk in Yechezkel that compares them, and sounds like Rav Ashi himself did not accept this hekesh. So that says, Taisus, there's something you could say is, Mimash Rav Ashi Omar, Gemara Gemiri. This Rav Ashi says that it's a tradition of Osi Yechezkel Asmacha Akra, and he is supported with a Pasuk. Mitatzi Shte Hakushes, he's answering the two questions. First of all, the Adasi Yecheskel Man Amra. First of all, the question was, well, until Yecheskel, who said it? So that's what saying it was a tradition. And Matalitza Kushni Lel, it's also answering the question previously, the Kib and the Gemarihi, since it's a tradition, Matin Lameimra, Hochigmira, that you could say, well, that was a tradition, Hilchasalamisa, that is the death penalty of Achuli Abaida, that Loi Gemiri, that for that we didn't have a tradition that. And the Yecheskel Asmacha Akra, and Yecheskel was supporting with the pasuk Meinyan Ha'alocha Asmacha. And Be'imkin, if that's the case, Lo Yasmachina Las Keisha. So you're right. We weren't supporting it to make a hekesh Rakla Inyan Misa, only for death. The Avalel, the Lioda, the Gomar Ha'alocha. But previously, the Gomar did not know that it was Halacha Mashuzina. Sabu Hu Las Keisha thought to make a comparison with Puri Rishlo Shtoyayim, Mikol V'Kol. From in total of a day in hekesh lemetzah, because you don't make a halfway type of a hekesh. So truth is a thesis that currently the Gemara is saying Rabashi, yes, that you're right. The primary thing Allah Hamishmas in Yecheskel only supported by the pasuk is not only the miyashiv adleis sechazim at namra. Also the question that we had mentioned before in Rabashi that the friendship between them regarding chilah boida. Since the Gemara in the beginning understood Yecheskel and Mechadish that halacha also a pru reish that the chayv misa and the hekesh and Yecheskel to fall for hekesh, so the Gemara was bothered if that's the case. So you should learn from the hekesh also pru reish that do the boida mechal da boida because in hekesh lemechza, and that was bothering Ravina. How does he know this before Yecheskel? That's what Rav Ashi is saying, that no, it's not like that. The source of the halacha is halacha mitzvah that was the Kabbalah regarding the chiv mitzvah, that pru reish to do the avodah like shtu yain, that do the avodah regarding chiv mitzvah, regarding chil avodah, that was not accepted. And even Yecheskel supported the pasuk from the pasuk is comparing only the regarding chiv mitzvah, not regarding the chil avodah. Kasim yichasmu, that's how they did the haircut, perish ke'ein koisemis. What's yichasmu is like buckwheat, hagol lakach, the hagdain lakach, that grow like this, either gives a shibon or shekolin. That one ends where the other one begins, and that's exactly how they had the haircut, where the end of one here is where the other one starts. Hanulach Kohen Gadol, which I return to the second paragraph of Masechtas Sanhedrin, paragraph Kohen Gadol, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach.